Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Tzoyim, Mechaberet, to the Inyone HaParsha. This is from the rear years, although we had it just now, but it's not common that we have Asorah B'Tevi Shecholiyas B'Erev Shabbos, where we have, even in the Modern Halacha, we have an opportunity to be Mekayim Davudra, because there's a big shaila about how late to fast tonight. That's clear. You shouldn't go beyond the Shia of whatever you keep normally for a tzoyim. Means you shouldn't wait 72 minutes. You understand? Because you're going into Shabbos Kishumune. Going into Shabbos Kishumune is a whole shaila in Halacha. It's a Sugin Erevin. The Gemara is a shaila. Ma'ulu Mishlim, if you're allowed to be Mashlim at Tzayim. And even according to the Maskona, that you could fast on Friday, Misana U'Mashlim, there's a big Machloikas Rishonim, if that's the Katchila, you're supposed to, or you're allowed to. Place where so many Rishonim learn that Misana U'Mashlim means you're allowed to be Mashlim. Not you have to be Mashlim. You're allowed to be Mashlim. So according to that, Andrum Ge... Mefakfa given, what's the right thing to do? By a tiny set of Shabbos, should you be makdim? Should you not be makdim? La locha b'nei Ashkenaz, for sure, we go like the Ramah. And the Ramah holds that by a tiny sibur, it's more chomo. Mechaber is mashma hilt fakert. That a tiny sibur is more kal, gabi this prat. And by a tiny yochid, since it's a neder, you makabel a neder, it's more chomer. The Ramah holds fakert. The Ramah holds that a tainus tibur is chomer and taka, you should be mashlim the tzayim. But for sure, you shouldn't keep it beyond the shear, whatever. If a person normally waits 45 minutes, that's the maximum. So taka, you should be makdim to daven, you shouldn't daven with a psa, you know, achsidish minyan mit alanga kabbalah Shabbos. Because you're going in kishumune. Every minute of Shabbos, you're going in as a. But Lamaisa, I saw years ago that the Shah Yisocho says that Vosip Shad Navudram, it's not Mashver Avudram. The Avudram says that if Asor Batevis comes out on Shabbos, you have to fast. So the Shah Yisocho is a bomb kasha. The Shah Yisocho says, I don't understand. It's not Negel Aloche. And the Beis Yosef brings him down. Kilo azam meret halochadik. Asor b'teves, he says, our cheshbonis, which are the cheshbonis of Hillel, already from the time of Chazal, that calendar is going to govern at sheyovoy biaz goyel tzedek, b'meir ovi yomeinu. And when Mashiach is going to come, the tainus is going to be l'sosayinu l'simcha. In the gan savudram sheloi gilchasen. The Avudram comes and gives you a psak aloch. Beis Yosef doubles down on the psak aloch of the Avudram. It's impossible. Because our calendar, which governs till Ad Sheyovo Mashiach Tzidkenu, that calendar doesn't have Asor B'Tev Shecholiyos B'Shabbos. It's a Kenizayim. And Losid Lovoy it Mizayim Kinsoyim B'Chlal. Avudram brings it down aloch Kilu. He says L'maisa. He doesn't say Lu Yitzur. He says L'maisa. And Beis Yosef doubles down. So the Shai Yisocha says, name, Asor B'Tev Shechol Yis Be'erev Shabbos. Because you're going into Shabbos Kishumune. So Ashayla Negmor Tzimeken Mashlam Zayin. So when you go into Shabbos Kishumune, Mifalozen Zach Evyen Eshita for Davudra. This is it. When you have Asor B'Tev Shechol Yis Be'erev Shabbos, we're being Toifis Beglimo Davudra. That because of the Avudraham, we have no shaila of Misano Mashla. There's no shaila of Misano Mashla. Anyway, as I stay in Shai Yisach. But that's clear that it's a tainus chomur moed. The tainus of Asor B'Tevis is chomur moed. It's chomur moed. And I, that dos alein, that the Novi was Kaveya. And even after all the lamdas, even after all the lamdas is that the tainus of Asara Batevis is chal on the yoim, like the Novi says. This the etzem, this yoim, this etzem ayem azeh, this day. But das alein, that's not the answer. That's the gedder. That's not the hezber. You understand? That explains how could we fast Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Mamela. Except for Nichnas L'Shabbos Kishim. How could you fast on Shabbos? The Teretz is, this fast is different. Because it's a din. The Novi was keveyed on the day, not just on the Chodesh. Keveyed on the day. They state, yeah? But the, so therefore, it's Divrei Kabbalah. Reb Chaim, the Milchas Chinuch. This is all of the Torah. That the, meaning this fast day is not a din on the month, Midivrei Kabbalah, it's a din on the yom, Midivrei Kabbalah. And therefore, Be'etzem, the whole din, the Issa Tainus B'Shabbos, is also not more than Divrei Kabbalah. The whole Issa Tainus is not more than Divrei Kabbalah. It's Memela, Divrei Kabbalah could be Doichet. Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah. Elamai, by a regular fast day, the Divrei Kabbalah is not on the yom. And that's why you make a nitche. Hashenkein, this fast, if the Divrei Kabbalah is on the day. The Mela, good, see, you could be marchiv the yiri on this idea, how the mechanics of the dichui of Shabbos works, l'shita savudra. Or behogu fakashia. Why did the Nevi'im take this fast day and make it so chashuv? Make it that it's kavu on the yom, betachlis that it's takad doicha Shabbos. Why? Why is Asara Batevis more chama? And the emes is that if you mimic even more, it would seem that Asara Batevis should be less in the yom. Because if you look in Chazal, the tzor of Asara Batevis wasn't dafkan asor. It was beches betes ubiyud. It was Beches, Betes, Ubiyud. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says that it's really the 98th day of the year. The Tainus of Asara Batevis is totally in the 98th day of the year. And the 98th day of the year, depending on Mole and Choser, could be one of these days. Ches, Tes, Ubiyud. And that's the reason why the Tzoros one, Ches, Tes, and Yud, they're all Mesamel, the tzadiches of the year. It wasn't the tzadiches of the year. But that's what it's misam. But I'll call upon him. So if anything, Asar Batevis should be less totally in the yom. Moshe Shivasa Batamas Chazal say all the tzaras that happened on Shivasa Batamas. Tisha B'Av. All the tzaras happened on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Ruba Shalech on Nisraf Basiri. But when it comes to Asara Batevis, it's fakelt. It would be more shayach to make it a kolius tikatainis. Instead, it's the opposite. It's on the yom, and the tachlis of the yom is to give it this new chomer, this new stringency. That the yom itself, the day, is midivrei kabbalah. So how do we understand this? How do we understand the chomer? And to add to this difficulty. Is that even if you're going to give me a hezbel, even if you're going to give me an explanation, the Chassam Sofer L'moshel says, Aschalta de Pranus. There's a klal in Chazal that Aschalta de Pranus is more chomer than the Peronus, the Zmana Peronus. Because the Gemara says, why would a Keveya, the tainus of Tisha B'Av on Tisha B'Av, if Rubei Shel Heichel Nisraf Ba'asiri, if Roiv of the Heichel burnt on the 10th day, so why would a kevei Tisha B'Av on the 9th day? And the Gemara says, Aschalta de Pranus. Zogt the Chassam Sofer, state in the Gemara, that Aschalta de Pranus is more chomer. Aschalta de Pranus is more chomer than even the Roy of the Peronis. So the Chassam Sofer says, it's Ken Zayin. Asara Batevis was the Aschalta de Pranus. That was when the Nebuchadnezzar besieged the ear. That was more chomer. What's the problem, Rabbi? Push the problem. If that's true, if the reason why we fast on Shabbos, why we would fast, on Shabbos is because it's more chomer. And why is it more chomer? Because it's chalto to pronounce. Then asara b'tevis should be, you should fast leiloi kiyoymoi. It should be asana chamishinuyim. If the lumdus of why it's doyche Shabbos, according to the Avudram Beis Yosef, is because it's taka more chomer. So why just lagabi this prat? Lagabi Shabbos. The whole tzayim should reflect that it's a more chomer tzayim. And we don't have that. The tzayim does not. It was just mizet as chazal wanted mizol fashtein, the chashivas of the yoyim. But not because it's more chomer. Because it's more chomer than they would have given all the chomers of Tisha B'Av. Or even miktsas chomers of Tisha B'Av. There's no chomers to asar b'tevis that you don't have on Shavuos b'tamuz and tzom gidal. It's the same tzom. With no added trimmings. The only nekudos hachiluk, that's why it makes it harder to understand Rabbi Yisrael. Because the Shabbos is not, it's hard to say that Shabbos is coming mikoyach chumra, because then it would show in other areas of the tzom. But the other areas of the tzom are exactly the same. It's no different. That one first thing. What is unique? Why we wanted this yoyim? We should understand the chashivas of this yoyim. They say over from Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said that tainus asor b'tevis is mein a tainus chaloyim. It's doyche Shabbos like a tainus chaloyim is doyche Shabbos. Also azah. So you have to know what that is. What exactly? What's the hezrad over in that? But that it's unique. If we go to the parsha, so we see in the parsha a tremendous, unbelievable arichas gadol when Yaakov Avinu calls in Yosef. He tells him to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. He gives him a whole hezber on Rochel, and he says, Ani bevoy mi padon meisalai rochel, but derech boit kibas eretz ve'ek barosham. So Rashi says a ganze shtukol Torah, a whole shtukol Torah. Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu was worried that Yosef would have tainus misraim olav. That I'm asking you to bury me marasa machpelah, and I didn't do that for your mother. So it's vissen zayin that when Klai Yisrael go into golus, they're going to pass the cave of Rochel, and Rochel mispalos on. Famous Chazal. If you look in the Psikta, you'll see a Dover Nifla. Dover Nifla. The Psikta says that when Klai Yisrael are going to go into Golos, it's not going to be Agav Urcha they're going to pass cave of Rochel, the way they explain to you when you're in nursery. That you're going to pass cave, they made it to... They buried Rochel there because it should be like on the road, like it should be a service exit. So that it's right there. Right? That's the way they explained it to me when I was in nursery. Maybe you had a better teacher. Maybe they told you to psik there. But in psik the state, netazi. In psik the state, that Klai Yisrael, when they're gonna go into Golos, they're gonna go to the Yishene Chevron. They're gonna go to the Ovis. And they're gonna daven by the Ovis. And the Ovis are not gonna be able to help us. So they're gonna go to Rochel. Mchabkim Kever Rochel. And Rochel is at Megan Zayin of Klal Yisrael. Other state. That's what the Psikta says. Psikta starts by saying that Yaakov wanted to bury her. Not the way it says over here. Yaakov Taka was gonna take her to Kever to Marsa Machpel. When psik the state, v'ek perer Hashem al pi adibur. Hashem told him, I'm not letting you bury her over there. It was al pi adibur. It wasn't Yaakov Avinu's own assessment, or his own Ruach HaKodesh. The psik that says, Yaakov wanted to bury Rochel in Maros HaMachpelah. Where would Leah be? Somewhere else. He was going to bury Rochel in Maros HaMachpelah. But the psik that says, he was onus al pi adibur. That Perel Hashem al pi adibur, Hashem didn't let him bury her in Kigurin. So the emes is, but the way the psikta reads, it's even a bigger pella. So if Klai Yisrael anyway first went to Hebron, so If Rachel would have been there, it would have been easier. The whole pshat they told me when I was 5 years old. The way they explained it to me anyway. Was like they passed a kever and it was like a convenience. According to Chazal, we first went to Hebron. And we davened by the Yeshene Hebron. The Yidin was following them by Yeshene Hebron, whoever these Yidin were. They davened by Yeshene Hebron. And the others couldn't help. So they had to go to Rachel. But Gedav gained some Rachel. So Mamash HaPela. HaPela, right? What's Pshat in that? What's Pshat that they... What Gegangim Doten? Another Pela is that L'chayr Roiv Klal Yisrael are not Bonei Hoshel... This is not my Kasha. The Maral Frek the Kasha. Roiv Klal Yisrael are not Bonei Hoshel Rachel. We call it the Mama Rachel, the Mama Rachel. It's the Mama Leia. Roiv Klal Yisrael are kinder from the Mama Leia. You ever heard anybody say the Mama Leia? It's the Mama Rachel. Rachel Mavak Al Bonei. It's Rachel, Rachel, Rachel. What's Rachel? Rachel is Yosef and Binyamin. The Maral is Oymen on this Yisoid. Why is Klal, it seems clear from Chazal, from the Torah Gdoish, Rachel Mavak Al Bonei, that Klal Yisrael are Misyachis to the Mama Rachel. Rachel is the Mama from Klal Yisrael. Avadalei is also the Mame. Oh, but the Mame from Klal Yisrael is Rachel. It's Pshat. It's pass for the Maral. Azar Kasha, we can answer. Pass for the Maral to ask such a Kasha. I ain't answer it. What's the effect of Maral? What's the given? What's the done with the... What's with Rachel mean? And then Avade, Noisif al Kulono, we have to understand what's going on in Chazal. Chazal tell us that Rachel had a special schar, that she was Masra Simonel Lalea. Of course, it's a gewaldig, it's a beautiful thing. It's a Dover Nifla. It's an unbelievable thing. No question. Once it's a gewaldig Mesiris. It's a gewaldig Mesiris. Hayala Ladas? That Avram Avinu in all his portfolio had Nishka Hatazazchus? He didn't have such a schus. We couldn't find another good deed for Avraham Avinu that matched this Mesiras Simonim. What are you talking? Yitzchak Avinu, the Oil of Tamima. Couldn't find a good deed. I understand, Mesiras Simonim, beautiful. Beautiful. Sido Adayim Azeh, Sido Shvestas, I know Mishpachas Rachman al-Utslan. I know Mishpacha here in Muncie, of Mishpacha I grew up with. Rachman al-Utslan. A bunch of single children. And Nebuch, some of them already, they're a lot older than me, some of them are not even here. And the way it started was that one of them took a long time, and the other one said, I don't want to have my sister's cheshbon. Waited. Some families, that happens. They want to get married on the older sister's cheshbon. And waited. And kept on waiting. And then, is it 45, you have your own pekel. Because a 45-year-old person, forgetting it, is less shidduchim. They are lame, they're less marriageable. You don't get better, it's not like wine. You don't get better with time. You know, it's not the way it is. Become chumitz, right? It's harder. It's harder to live with somebody. The more you live alone, the harder it is to live with somebody else. That's the mitzvah. The shalom bias cases that I have, the hardest shalom bias cases, are people get married advanced in age. And the main shalom bias issues I'm dealing with is, really? You know, forget your past, live with this person. That's the problem. They're not live with another person. You know, fazich too much. So I could find other people that did such nice things. Avraham Avinu, Asara Nesiyonos, none of them compared to Mesiras Simonim. But again, it's one of those things we learn when we're... Rabbi Yankov always said, one of the biggest problems in Sefer Bereishis, Melaunt as al skint, und me bleibt mit die Havane. Which in English means, you learn it when you're a child, and you remain with an infancy of understanding. The others. Lahav the level of Havdolos, ben HaKosh, ben HaKosh, the ganze Meis is a cartoon. It's a cartoon. Nachasom, Helik Yidin. You learn first grade. But if you think now, I'm telling you, I was a thinking person, if you think, is it possible to fathom that Avraham Avinu with the Hasara Nisyonis didn't do more Mesiris Nefesh than Rachel's Mesiris Yemanim? Of course he did. Of course he did. So how do we understand that Rachel Imenu is the only one? She has a secret weapon. She has a silver bullet. Elamai Dachman Zogin, that there's something about this bullet, something different, that has to do with this particular issue. That's how you have to explain it. Not that episode. Rachel got a schus that Avraham Avinu had. And I would venture to say that Avraham Avinu, who am I to gauge, but I'm comfortable to say, Avraham Avinu, he gave an aggressive Baal Chesed in Rachel. Avraham Avinu was the Baal Chesed shel kol olam kuloi. So you want a chesed? Go to Avraham Avinu also. If you had a choice, if I told you, schus, you need to pull schus chesed from somebody, you wouldn't go to Avraham? Avraham is a... I once went to a cave in Har Menuchos. I almost fell off my chair. They are on the caver. It was a nice person, Chas V'Shalom, I don't mean he's a Baal Chesed. Baal Chesed ke Avraham Avinu. It's like, plenty shul, ill. I feel the nifter, you're being mavazer the nifter. Being mavazer the nifter. Somebody would tell me, you know, you're a goyim like the Vilna goyim. That would be like embarrassing me in the ground. Because it's such a ridiculous statement. What does that even mean? The Rambam states that all the chesed that we have today is Avraham Avinu was chokak. Avraham Avinu created it. He engraved it in us. So Rachel Imenu sach hakol kiton ha'maisa chesed. Mistama das is eichet gekumen from Avraham Avinu. The Mesiras Yemanim is eichet gekumen from Avraham Avinu. Not that Rachel was zari shel Avraham. That's b'musik. So what does it mean that Rachel had the p'schus, Rachel got the p'schus? Only Rachel's schus could be megan. But how do you understand such a thing? At the end of the parasha, there's a very scary Rabbeinu Bechaye. Famous one that everybody knows. And Rav Eliashiv Zatzal always used to say that he holds this Rabbeinu Bechaye as a Mefurash Gemara. Rabbeinu Bechaye says, Loi matzanu that Yosef was Michael's brothers. They asked him Mechila. Loi matzanu that he was Michael them Mefurish. And therefore, the chet of Mechiris Yosef was Tamun. It's buried in Klal Yisrael, was there. And that was the inyan of the Asar Arugei Malchus. Nerva Oyim. I want you to know. So I'll tell you first what Rav Eliashiv says. Rav Eliashiv says, Icha barayif na gemor mefurashis to Rabbeinu Bechaye. What's my raya? The Gemara in Yuma has a shaila at the end of Yuma. How many times do you have to ask mechila? Let's say a guy doesn't want to be mechila. You go once, you go. The Gemara says three times. So the Gemara minola, mi Yosef. When the brothers went to ask Yosef, they said, ono, sono, sono, three times. So you see, they asked three. That's all you have to ask is three times mechila. So Kavol Yashiv, if Yosef at Tzadik was mechila, then what's the raya? A good thought. So Yashiv, he said over Rabbeinu Bechaye, and he said, it's toch a chidish Rabbeinu Bechaye. It's a gemore. Because if Yosef was Michael, then after three times, you have no right, you don't have to go more. They only did three, because that's all you had to do, was three. That's all they needed. He stated in the gemore that three wasn't enough. Oh, but does it does? The shaila is, Rav Eliashiv's raya, l'chayre, itself begs a kasha. Begs a kasha. Rav Eliashiv is saying that was stating the Gemara is Yosef et Nishmeichel given. Mutaka gebetna et Nishmeichel given. How you talking? That Yosef wasn't Meichel. How you talking? So now it comes out, what's scary about the Rabbeinu Bechaye is Yosef can kent Michael and everything would have been well given an under a vote for Klal Yisrael. So Yosef at Tzadik, that's a action. Wasn't Michael. It's a pelinif. To me, that's a bigger pelin than the whole vart. That's number one. Number two, if the Gemara in Yuma is saying that we learn from Achei Yosef that this is how much you have to ask, not more, why were they nenash? Hom ze gitom kedin. They did the right thing. If the Shvatim would have called up the Chofetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael HaKoyim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKoyim Miradin, and they would have said, Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim, Mot gebeten de bruder drei mol mechila. We asked him three times. Ono, sona, sona. And he wasn't Michael. Chofetz Chaim wurde gesagt, kol tuv. Chofetz Chaim wurde gesagt, there's a Gemara in Yuma, that's it. You did yours. So why were they punished? And if they were, then l'chayr the Gemara's raya nitkin raya b'chlau. Adarabe, bring a raya from Asor Arugim Malchus, Asinish Genuk. There's no one here what I'm asking you. Bring a raya from the Asor Arugim Malchus, that it's not enough. That's what they did and it didn't work. Does the one understand? It's a pella. You hear? It's a pella. Adarabe, bring a raya from there that it's not enough. So it's a pal on all sides. On the first kasha that I'm asking you, how you talking? That Yosef HaTzadik wasn't Michael? I didn't understand this. Rav Steinemann Zatzal said a chiddush gadol moed. A very big chiddush. I often tell people, you know, fakert from this chiddush, but this is what he said. He said, what happens if you're Michael somebody, but Lamaisa, you're still not happy with what they did. You still have a tina. It's an ishkishmak. And you and I know a lot of times that's the way it is. You know, if a guy did you an avla, you Michaelan. Your Michael means, okay, we're friends. We'll turn the page. Right? But when you turn, I always say turning the page means that the page is still there. What's my turning the page? It means it's still there. There's a book this big. I turned the page, but it's still there. I'm not looking at the page right now. The page is there. It's not, that doesn't exist. It's there. You turn the page. It's a very good phrase. Turning the page is a very good phrase. Turning the page is a very good phrase. I think that could be the phrase comes. It could be that the phrase comes from Hogufen. Don't, even if you're still bothered, go to the next page. Don't get stuck. They have Bali machloikis that get stuck. They have a machloikis. They have tainus on somebody. They stay there. They can't go weiter. They're stuck. They can't turn the page. Turning the page means, I go weiter. The page not existed. I ripped the page. Oh, the page is there. But there's another page. I'm not stuck on page 15. Page 15 is Shreklach, page 15. So you want to now look at page 15 for the rest of your life? Because don't they sit there. If you want, you can move on and live. Turn to the next page. Is that page there? Yeah. And when you open the book, you always mahar, yeah, there's a page 15. Okay, vaito. So Rav Steinemann Zatzal wanted to say, Avada Yosef ot Moichel given the Bruder. Avada. Mitorn is Ogen. We're not allowed to say he wasn't Moichel the Brothers. Avada he was Moichel the Brothers. No, he was given. Epis do given. And Rav Steinemann supplemented this with a Maisa that there was a Bocher who once did an Avla to Rebbe Leo Lapian. Zechet Tzadik Levrocher. Rebbe Leo Lapian was from the most oiska arbiter yidin in the door. He did a bocher, did an avla to him. And the bocher realized afterwards he did a big avla. He went to ask him mechila. So he asked him mechila, Rabbi Elapian said, come back next week. Next week he came, another week. The week after he said, I'm moichel you. So the bocher, when he was moichel him, he said, maybe the mashgiach could explain to me, why weren't you Michael me 2 weeks ago? He said, because I could tell you I'm Michael you, but if you could daf learn in Musel to clean out my the detox, I have to learn a little Musa. So I worked on myself. So Rav Steinemann said, you know, what's that mean? Mechil is not enough just to say, I'm moichel you, I have to really, Hagola, Libun, you know, get everything out. Hagola is not enough, there's something left. It's Libun, Chomer. Got to get everything out. To me, when Rav Steinemann said over the Maisa, to me the bigger chiddush was, Adel Bocher, given I'm a chutzif, and he was Mitzayer, Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan, if I was Rebbe Eliyahu Lapyan, I'll be Meichelim to the best of my ability, and I'm moving on to the next sugya. I'm more interested to know Pshat and the Rashba and talk for Kohen. I have to do Hag'ola on this guy's chutzpah? I'm Meichelim, cult of. I'm Meichelim, that's no problem. I'm going to smile at you, I'll say good Shabbos to you, no problem. I'll come to your chas and I'll even be beside the Kiddush. Maybe the ksuba I'll make a shtukul toast. what's it do? Rav Eliyahu Lapyan, for that mechutz of bocha to get albert for tzvei vochen. To me, that was my musa that I took from it. That it was choshev enough. But if Steinemann said fundo zetman, so he wants to say that's a shot by Yosef. I always tell people Yom Kippur fakert from this Rav Steinemann. I always tell people. They tell me, Rabbi, I can't be Meichel. I'm very upset what the guy did. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, it says you should be Meichel. I always say, Mechila means I have no more tvi on that person. That means I don't want them to be punished because of what they did to me. I have no more vengeance. That most people tell me they could do, unless they talk, I have to work on themselves. If you're holding by a place, you want that guy to get punished, taka does a problem. But if a guy could say, that person did an avla to me, and I'm ready to say, I don't want them to get punished for what they did for me. Just like a choyv. You owe me $1,000. I say, I'm moichel the choyv. Do I have to, is the choyv not nimchal in my kishkizogich? I would still like to have $1,000. I don't have a tfiyah on that $1,000. So I always tell people, avade, Rav Steinemann's madrega, is a gvaldiga madrega, where you mamish get rid of all your hard feelings. You mamish feel to the other person gvaldig. It's gvaldig. But I hold that you yoytze mechila. If you eradicate any tvias that you have to another eat. Chumash. Chazal call it ain't loyal of elatagumas. Chaim Valojina says on all the Mishnayas we have in Bava Metzia. Ain't loyal of elatagumas. Chaim Valojina said, Vos state in the Mishnah? State in the Mishnah. As mitornish hom tainis aveyid, unless the Mishnah paskas, you could have tainis. Why does the Mishnah say potter? Ain't loyal about tarumas. What's it right? You see that in those cases you're allowed to have tainis. You're allowed to feel like what was it? It's just to be babbled. If you don't have a psak of the Mishnah, ain't loyal about tarumas. Hosting, you're not allowed to have tarumas, right? So a tviya means I feel that there's something you have something. That belongs to me. You made an avla to me, you're a bal choyf to me. So that's how Azayat Rav Steinemann gesagt. I find it hard even to believe that Yosef wasn't able to even do the Rav Steinemann's mechila. I find that to be a chiddush as well. So I think that we have no option but to say that we have a raya mefureshes. The Rav Eliashiv said from the Gemara in Yuma that the brothers did the right thing. They didn't have to ask more than three times. They did the right thing, but still there was something tomun here, and Yosef wasn't Michael. What's the sachta? So I think my boy said medaf fashtein do azay. When there's a period in Klal Yisrael, there's a kilkel. It's a machla. It's a disease. It's a machla. There's a machla. The nation is sick when there's a period in Klal Yisrael. This is a machla. It's not just a chet. It's a machla. It's a machla. And I could tell you, from the few things I understand, much better than I understand Bava Metzia, is the machla of machloikis. I know Balei Machloikis, they are sick people. Sick people. They're sicker than a lot of the terminally ill people I know. Bali machlokes. Poshut kranke menschen. They're diseased. I'm not saying it up in Musa. But they can't live. Their whole life is one big mess. They're sick people. They're not well. That's the truth. They are not well. Oh, but this is a machle for the am. If there's machloikis in Klai Yisrael, there's a machle. It's a sickness. It's a sickness. If there's a period in Klai Yisrael, sickness. Pastishev dem mechila, yeh mechila not. Avadi, you need mechila. If I did an avla to somebody, right, and they have tainus on me, I need mechila from them. This is a shulchan aruch digaloch. I need mechila. And the brothers did exactly what they were supposed to do. Und Yosef hat gehalten, as whatever you have to do, you did. But the Am still needs tikkun. It's not Yosef couldn't offer that. Yosef couldn't offer that. That's not something I could offer you. If somebody, Rahman al-Salon, has a disease and they need a refuah, and I tell them it's okay. It's not okay. The disease is still present. It's nochal zdo amachle. It's not the pshat that Yosef had kahat akpeda atina al echov that he couldn't get past it. There was a period in Klal Yisrael. So you're gonna ask a broken kite in Klal Yisrael. Once the nochal zkiven is broken, it wasn't perfectly fixed yet. It wasn't perfectly fixed. What is ken zayin? Even though Yosef was Moichel, he never used the word Mechile, Lelamed es Yisrael, as his Nochalzdo, we need a tikkun. We still need a tikkun. If Yosef would have used the words, Ich bin Moichel, von mein Getracht, schon, it's over. All Chazal are telling us, the Chazal that Rabbeinu Bechaya is bringing, all they're telling us is, you see from the Harugei Malchus, that it wasn't fixed. Yosef made that it wasn't fixed. No. If Yosef would have been able to say, Zolni Zainkin Asara Hugamachos, of course he would have done that. But we had this missing. And the Mela, that was still present. That was still here. Listen to unbelievable Marau. Zokte Marau, Rochel Imenu, was Ru'uyo to be the main. Yaakov Avinu wanted to take Rachel. And if Rachel wouldn't have given the Simonim, if Rachel wouldn't have given the Simonim, and Yaakov would have actioned Zachayim, Zok to Maral, Mistame Lovon would have had no choice, he would have given Rachel. And that would have been the Sipur. Yaakov gives Rachel to Yaakov. Und was wollt gewähnen? Wollt gewähnen, Yud Bei Shvotim von Rochel. It could be that's what Chazal means, that Chazal tells us, the Gemara says, Yosef or Yoroi, she yetzi mimenu Yud Bei Shvotim. Yosef is Roy for you. Fasim is Yosef. Fal Rochel given a... Rochel really had the schus of the Yud Bei Shvotim. So when she was Masra Simonim, it's not just that she was Masra Simonim. She was Masra the ganze Yud Bei Shvotim of what could have come just from her, she gave her sister. Yeah. Und von dort ne gekommen, nispar da chavila, b'nei Rochel, b'nei Leo. Von dort ne gewann Mechiris Yosef. Is the ganze Mechiris Yosef came because of Rochel's Mechiris, her sister. It's not Sinna that came from Sinna. It's Sinna that came from Ava. Zogt im Aral, and Megeit Arayin in Golus. Und Leia zogt, Sinna Schinom, was made the Sinna Schinom? The Sinna Schinom came, there wouldn't have been any Sinna Schinom. The Sinna Schinom came because I didn't want to embarrass my sister. Because of that, there's Bnei Rochel, there's Bnei Leia, Sidom my sister. Is Kum Techois, as the period, Rachel is the only one that she could be melamed schus on the period. This time, Rachel had a schus that nobody else had. Rachel had the silver bullet for this matzav. She was able, out of this matzav, she's the Zogt der Maral, Rochel is the emes achtus von Klal Yisrael. Because all, any period that's in Klal Yisrael came and cooking of Rochel and sagen, it's not the emes period. It's a kump von Avo. Even the period was is doch als da. Even the period that's here comes from Dalton. Comes from Dalton. Imagine you have two people. I'm just giving you a marshal, so see, wasabi or soizen. You have two people, two brothers. And one brother was about to walk off the cliff. And the other brother sees he's about to walk off the cliff. And he tells him, if you keep on walking over there, you can, there's a board, it's just going to collapse, you're going to go 1,000 feet down, you're going to... And the other brother doesn't believe him. He doesn't believe him. So he keeps on walking. The brother loves his brother. He doesn't want to let him. See, he runs. And the guy's not listening. He says, you can't keep on walking. He grabs him, and they're fighting. He throws him on the ground. The guy keeps saying, he punches him out. The guy just faints. The brother faints. He schleps his brother away to safety. The brother's kid doesn't know what's going on. He just sees that my uncle just yelled at my father, ran after my father, wrestled my father, punched my father, and then knocked my father out till my father was unconscious. I hate him. I will hate his children. I will hate his grandchildren. They will never be by any of my chasanas. But then, if you could look at the later doris, you could say, I hear, the sinner came from a brother's mesiras nefesh. From this brother's mesiras nefesh, this brother. Now you look at the whole fight, you say, it's an artificial fight. The whole fight is a false fight. It's not a real fight. It's a fight that was noilut from Ava. That would be the biggest limud zchus. The great-grandson would hear that story. He would now ask mechila from all the parents and the grandparents for mistreating them. I thought there was a real machloikas there. There's no real machloikas. There's no real machloikas. Adarab, the whole thing came. What I thought, I actually thought that my father's brother tried to kill him. It turns out my father's brother saved his life. Thus is Rochel. Rochel Zokt. What do you see? You see sinner, you see Achim, the Kvina Machlek, his brother, Zahim and Hael. Sivoka Ken Zayn, 12 Shvotim. I was Moisa Nefesh for my sister, she shouldn't be embarrassed. So whatever period was later on perceived that I'm competing with this one and Yehuda's competing with that one and that's why the Novi Yecheskel, when he talks about Asar Batavis, he takes the stick of Yehuda and the stick of Yosef and he puts them together, so Zayn, it should be one thing. Is Dosa de Maisa. That's why Rochel is the one. That's why the Psikta says, the Rabbanu Shalom said, we need Rochel. We need Rochel. Rochel is the best hamlots on Klal Yisrael. It's not a total excuse. It puts a whole different light on whatever chet we have. It's a different story. Yesh tikva. The shavu bonim. Zokta maral, that's why Rochel is the keras habayis. She holds the bias together. Because the period of a bias, there's no bias if there's a period of bias. Again, when Zokter, that's why Rochel was Dafka buried by Derech. Because Rochel Imenu is the one who holds Klal Yisrael together, begolos, begoyle. So she was buried, kilu b'derech goyle. If she would have been buried in Mokom Kvias, it wouldn't have the same impact. She's mesamel to us throughout our goals, the ichud that exists by Klal Yisrael, that deep down, there's a v'shavu bonim l'gvulam. We could go back to the shayrish. Rochel Imenu shows that the shayrish is good. The shayrish is ava. And the male, if there's a shayrish, it could be v'shavu bonim l'gvulam. Me'ken tzirikul m'tziyen a shayrish. That Rochel Imenu. What Rochel Imenu is mesamel, we could still go back to. She's the one that shows that there's not, it's artificial. The period in Klal Yisrael is artificial. The Gantz period in Klal Yisrael is like an artificial period. And ultimately, Mekenes Misakin Zayn. Now, Sekum von Avon. So kommt von Ava is an andere, is an andere Wort. It's a different Wort. And that's the real Lekach. The Achroinim come over here, the Uri V'Yishi and many of the other Achroinim, and they bring many riots that the Mechiris Yosef was an Asor B'Tavis. Is Asor B'Tavis Be'emes given the later, and Taka, the Novi Yecheskel, it's fascinating that when he talks about Asor B'Tavis, B'Soycha and Yonim, and then he talks about Eitz Echad of Yehuda, of Eitz Echad L'Yosef, when we daf mechaber zayin, so the Asor B'Tavis really is the mesamel, the shoyrish of how everything came about. The ganze mechiras Yosef is all goes back to that zman. It's kedai to see it. It's in the Uri V'Yishi. Al Torah here parshas Vayechi. I'd rather have it. It's a sefer that's printed. They reprinted it. It's and many say the same idea. Beis Yishai asach zogn azay. Ezok tazay. V'chashivos shel asor b'teves hu shehu ayoyim shel mechirus Yosef. But Moshe Shapiro also, Zatzal, has a gan tzarichas in the Sefer HaTorah on this nekuda. So that's the shoyrish really of the period of Klai. That's why asor b'teves is mesamel. So you could say the inyan of a tainus chaloyim. What's the inyan from tainus chaloyim? Tainus chaloyim, like Reb Chaim says, I always say this by Yisholim Zohar. I always ask a kasha by Shalom Zohar, same kasha I ask. According to the shittas that say that the Indian of a Shalom Zohar, it's brought down in the Poiskim in Yeridea, is the Indian of being Menachem Oval. That the kid forgot his Torah, Menachem Oval is Aleph Redden, Shabbos? Shabbos is not. Shabbos is not as man for Nichem Avel. You're allowed a Menachem and Oval on Shabbos. You say it in a different lotion, Nahina now, but Shabbos is kinsman for Nichem Avel. So why do we have a Shom Zohar on Shabbos? If it's a Nichum Avelim, it shouldn't be on Shabbos. So I always say the Pshat, I say one portion of the Pshat. I say, it's a big difference between Nichum Avelim for an Ovel and Nichum Avelim for a Ben Sheova Terosei. What's the Chilik? When you Menachem Ovel, somebody lost a relative, you're trying to console him with his Aved. Nebuch, he has an Aveda. He has a loss. You're trying to make him share his pain. Carry his pain with him. Yeah. It does nish for Shabbos. It does nish das man von Shabbos. Metonish mare sein aveil spifares for Shabbos. That's not Shabbos. Let's say you have Elio Anovi when er will kommen zum Ovel zu sagen, als wir machen dort Chis HaMesim. Would there be a reyes if Elio Anovi to do that on Shabbos? I've had it. Doesn't it? You're not being soivel the tsar of the Ovel. You're telling the Ovel as me kendo farechten de tzar. Tikun ha-tzar. Shabbos him ilizik. Avad El Yonovi could come to the Ovel with a besur of Tchias HaMesim on Shabbos. Das old year gepasst for Shabbos. When a child forgets his Torah, the Malach is there. And now, Melam de Moise called him Mishakhoi. What's a Mishakhoi? Mishakhoi is like a Kivegas Masber. They put into the child, he should become a Kli. That's why they teach him the whole Torah. He should become a Kli. And then they forget it. And now you could be Ma'amal in Torah. The Torah that you coin out, they're almost a lot better than the Torah you had from the Malach. So when you come to the Father and you're being Menachem Ovel, you're not saying, Rachman al Flan, you're saying, Adir Abba. Metastrigem. We're gonna give the Torah back. You're gonna have not a chance of a Shinanto. It's a tchias hameisim dike nichum aveil. It's not a nichum aveil, Nebuch, you had a loss. It's eba zoi, voshtet in Yerushalmi, loy nitnu shabbos is lisol, okadesh, yisasku batera. Shabbos is man from Torah. For that other rabba, for that Shabbos is the right time. That type of a nichum. Tainus chaloim, Reb Chaim held, is different than a different tainus. A regular tainus is a tainus for Hatzorah. My yisoyin in Gever Chai al Chatov. Tainus chaloim is limnoya Hatzorah. Tainus chaloim is not to reflect on the tzara. Tainus chaloim is limnoya hatzara. That the tzara shouldn't be here b'chlal. Memeila dos kemeton Shabbos. Tainus chaloim is not a tainus that's acknowledging the tzara. It's a taina that's misakin that there shouldn't be a tzar. Is azasor tainas. That's why many rishonim say that a tainas chaloim is muta meikar adin. It's not a tzar b'chlal. It's heisnish kin tzar. It's a kilu. It's a tainug. It's a tainug. It's a tainug. Is that the asor b'tevis is not as much a focus on vos the chum. It's the tikkun. It's the sibas achum. Misakin zayin. That's why Reb Chaim would count that it's doim at a tainas chaloim. And the middle, that's why it's Noyik Shabbos. Not because it's Muhammad. Einachnami, it's not Muhammad. And Adarabba. Hey, Yoy said it's not a getter of Haninus, that's why there's no Chamishinuyim. It doesn't have the Chumas of Tisha B'Av. Or but how much the Tainus is there more to reflect on the Siba and to be Misak in the Siba, that's a getter of a Tainus Chaloyim. Does Taka Yesha. Does Nishkin Stigim in Shabbos. That's what the Avud Ram Taka means. Okay, I'm good to Shabbos. Uh-huh. Seeing a voice.